This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2695, How Can I Be As Unhappy As Possible? By James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome to Optimal Living Daily, OLD or old, the show where I read to you from articles that I think are amazing with permission from the authors. So with that, let's get right to our next post as we optimize your life. How Can I Be As Unhappy As Possible? By James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. I was happy when I sold my first company and made money. I was happy when I met my first wife. I loved her, and on that first kiss, I remember how much she was shaking because she was nervous, and so was I. She wouldn't kiss me until date 5. Too fast, she said, when I made my move on date 3. But I was unhappy when I lost all the money I made on the first company. I was unhappy when I got separated 10 years after that first kiss. Tom Shadyac, the director of billions of dollars worth of movies, had a bike accident and injured his brain. His head hurt him so much for a year, he could barely move. When he started to get active again, he gave away most of his money and moved into a trailer park, albeit a nice one, but still. I called him up to ask him what happened. He was nice enough to tell me. He said, "The word happy comes from the word happenstance, which means something outside of yourself." He said, "I wanted my happiness to come from something inside of myself. Nothing outside was going to make me happy." It was around then I made some conscious decisions in my own life. I had been very unhappy. Unhappy to the point of suicide. I think I'm second or third on Google if you search "I want to die." Unhappy to the point of waking up every night at 3 a.m. and wandering the streets and writing on notes that I couldn't read in the morning. Unhappy to the point of wondering how it was even possible some people had enough muscles in their mouth to smile. Mostly because I was always stressed about money. I thought if I had no money, then I would disappear. And I was always anxious about people I was dealing with. Why would they treat me this way? I'd run conversations over and over and over in my head. A horror cinema on repeat. Some people are not such nice people, but you feel you have to deal with them for various reasons. Maybe because of money reasons, or maybe out of fear of some sort, or maybe because you're a good person. Focusing on life happiness is too hard. That is the key to unhappiness. I just focus on, am I feeling well-being today? Competence. The more competent I am at the things I do, the better I feel about what I'm doing here on this planet. It doesn't mean I have a purpose. My purpose can change every day. I just want to get more competent at something, anything. What my purpose will be a month from now, a year from now, whenever, is a total mystery. There is no real purpose. Competence simply means I am improving at something. Maybe being a better writer or business person or friend or idea person or parent or whatever. Picture that for yourself right now. Doesn't it feel a little good? Right in the chest. Relationships. I had a girlfriend once who kept saying, "How come you never introduce me to your friends?" And I'd try to say, "But I did. I don't have many friends." But that's okay. The people I am friends with, I am very good friends with. I'd do anything for them. And I do things for them every day. I'm constantly trying to think of how to improve my relationships with the people I love. Friends, my children, even business relationships. Although I don't want to be selfish, I also have to make sure I spend more time with people I love than people who are not so good for me. One time someone said to me, "I have all these great ideas, but on Friday night I hang out with my friends and they laugh at me." I said, "Stay home on Friday night." I never heard from him again. This is perhaps the most important thing in my life. Freedom. People think money is freedom. This is not true. But it's a cliche to say that. Money's pretty good, but only if you use it very little, in my opinion, not necessarily anyone else's. Last April, I threw out everything in my life except 3 outfits, a computer, an iPad, and a phone, and 2 bags to carry them in. I live in Airbnbs that are furnished. I'm living in one right now on Prince Street. Stop by and say hi. I'm able to do this because I make money thanks to my competence and relationships built up over 25 years. I work hard. But in general, I always kept my belongings to a minimum, except, looking back, when I was most unhappy. This is what freedom is. Throughout a day, we get to make thousands of choices. The more choices I can make for myself, the more freedom I have. The more choices other people make for me, the less freedom I have. A corporation might make a choice for me, or a government, or a parent, or a boss, or a colleague, or someone manipulating you, and so on. Nobody is 100% free of outside choices. That's impossible. I don't look at what percent I'm at. I just look at direction. Every day, I want to make more choices for me and follow less the choices of others. If I'm not choosing myself, then someone else is, and the results won't be good for me. How do I make sure I'm constantly able to improve competence, relationships, and freedom? Purpose is BS. Purpose is simply a byproduct of your own well-being. But to make sure I'm always moving forward in well-being, I have to make sure I am physically healthy, I surround myself with good, decent people, I'm creative every day, and grateful every day. Bad things happen all of the time. The world is out of our control. But I've slowly noticed that I bounce back faster, that failures become learning opportunities, that people are basically damaged but good, that our lives are made up of stories and so creativity is the child of every moment, that a shaken kiss can sometimes melt into love. You just listened to the post titled, "How Can I Be As Unhappy As Possible?" by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal. Code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. Thorne.fit/optimal. Code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to James. An interesting one. I don't know about you, but I was having flashbacks to multiple posts from earlier this week. For example, yesterday we talked about happiness and reaching some finish line of just simply being happy, maybe after getting more money or winning the lottery, even though that place doesn't actually exist. And he touched on that, about it being happenstance. And he also talked about purpose, something else we talked about earlier this week. There were actually some steps about how we can go about finding our purpose in the episode from Tiny Buddha earlier this week. And James brought up a nice additional point there. It's very normal to have that purpose change every day. Not a problem, but progress instead is key. Improving. And like he said, it could be improving as a friend or parent or business person or as a writer, whatever. Maybe that progress itself is purpose or a byproduct of your well-being. Interesting stuff. So thanks again, James. Thank you for being here. Have a great Friday and start to your weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you tomorrow over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.